the Women's Football Podcast, shining a light on the women's game.
Hello and welcome to this special feature edition of the Women's Football Podcast. My name is Kieran. I'm flying solo for this one as I was invited down to Millwall Football Club this afternoon to have a chat with a few players who will be taking part in the England versus Wales World Cup qualifier this coming Saturday. A media launch was held at the South London Club, and representing the two countries were Kylie Davies and Helen Ward from the visitors Wales, and Steph Horton and Jordan Nobbs from England. So I managed to have a quick chat with them. This is going to be a very short and snappy podcast, just including the interviews, no chit-chat in between, so you'll be delighted to hear none of Hamish or myself. So let's get cracking straight away. Let's hear from the two players from Wales, Helen Ward and Kylie Davies, and their views on the upcoming game on Saturday. Okay, so I'm joined by Kylie Davies and Helen Ward of the Wales national team for the build-up for the England-Wales international this coming Saturday. Guys, lots of talk when the draw was made. It's finally arrived. How was the excitement in the camp? I'll start with you, Kylie, because I've never spoken to you before.
Obviously, it's something that we obviously enjoy doing, and to get drawn to England, that's a massive buzz for us. Me personally, I've always liked to play against England, and I'll get that chance on Saturday.
You've both played against Scotland in your last qualifying round for the European Championships. What is it about home nation battles that give that extra bite, Helen?
I think it's the same in any sport, that you know, there's that local rivalry, and you tend to know a little bit more about the teams that are closest to you geographically. And you know, England and Scotland have got a lot of players that play in the leagues we play in, so we feel like we know a lot about them, but similarly they're going to know a lot about our players. So I think it gives it that edge that you're playing against people that you know, or you know, might even have friends on the opposition, so it gives it that extra little bit of spice.
Same question to you, Kylie.
Yeah, exactly what Helen said, really. It's a good rivalry, and we've played with and against players, so we're going to know a lot about them. They're going to know a lot about us, and hopefully it'll be a good crowd at the game as well.
Now, you're obviously a big part of the Wales defence, potentially going to come up against your teammate, Enia Luko. Looking forward to that challenge?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind giving her a little kick. but no, I think I've played against all of the English forwards. Should be a great test. Enia's a great player, but she won't be my teammate on the day. So
you don't mind kicking her?
No, not really.
Helen, you obviously are an ex-Arsenal player. There's lots of Arsenal, you know, members of the squad on this England team. Is that something that gives you a little bit more, you know, incentive to try and go out there and win the game?
No, I don't think it does, to be honest. I mean, there's a few of the girls that play for Arsenal now that weren't there when I was there, so that doesn't really mean too much to me. But obviously the likes of, you know, Rachel Yankee, Alex Scott was there for a little bit while I was, so it'd be good to see old faces. But you know, at the end of the day, it's Wales against England, and there's not any friends in that sort of game.
Now, you probably both won't like me reminding you of this, but you are both former England youth internationals. Does that give you a little bit more, drive to go out there and get the 3 points, or is that not relevant?
It's not really relevant to me. Obviously, it's nice playing against them, playing against your old coaches, but that to me was in the past. Look forward to playing for Wales now against them.
Helen?
Yeah, same as Kai, really. It's not really relevant. I mean, I wasn't really involved very long with England. It was only at under 23 levels for probably 12 months at the most. So, you know, as Kylie said, it's in the past, and coming to play for Wales is probably the best thing I've done in football. So, yeah, all my thoughts are with Wales. And as Kylie said, it's something that's gone now, and this is what we're looking forward to play against those players on Saturday.
You won your 50th cap in the last game against Belarus. What would be the bigger of the two, winning your 50th cap and getting the winner against Belarus, or getting the winner against England on Saturday?
Yeah, it's a good question. Obviously, that Belarus game was a really special occasion for me, and I couldn't have really written it any better. But this game, as we know, is going to be the hardest in our group. If you look at the rankings, England are firm favourites, but we're going to go out there and give everything we've got. And if I can nick the winner, then great. But if we get a point, or you know, even three, whether I score or not, I'll be delighted. So that's the main aim of the game.
Final question for you, Kylie. What would you? What's the perfect outcome for you? We've heard from Helen what hers would be.
Just put some points on the board, really. We know England are going to be a tough test, and it's no surprise we're going into the game as underdogs, but we're fully confident that we can get something out of the game, and that's what we're looking to do.
Okay, thanks, guys.
The Women's Football Podcast. Follow the podcast on Twitter at WFPod.
So that was Helen Ward and Kylie Davis very much up for the fixture against England. Let's jump straight into what's going on in the England camp as I chatted to Arsenal duo Steph Houghton and Jordan Nobbs. Okay, so I'm joined by Steph Houghton.
Houghton.
I don't, because I saw something on Twitter, you said it's like Steph Houghton.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with Steph Houghton and Jordan Nobbs from Arsenal and England. Guys, lots of talk about this game coming up against Wales on Saturday. Lots of build-up, lots of hype. It's finally arrived. Looking forward to it, Steph.
Yeah, I think everybody's excited. I mean, to be playing in World Cup qualifiers is what you want to be part of as a footballer, and playing against a home nation like Wales, it's going to be a little bit extra special, I think, especially playing at Millwall the Den. So I think everybody's looking forward to it, yeah.
Jordan, you've played a few caps now for England. What's it about the home nations games that add that extra bit of spice and bit of bite?
Yeah, I think we obviously always want our home support, and you know, a stadium as nice as this, you know, and against obviously Wales, who are local, I think it's great that we can get the support down and you know, be around nearby.
Is there any different type of preparation for this one, Steph? Obviously, two games against nations that you might not know so much about. With Wales, lots of WSL players in there, you'll know more about them. Preparation any different or pretty much the same?
No, I think it'll be the same. I think we kind of prepare for every game, whoever we're playing, whether it's Germany, USA, Belarus, Turkey. I mean, we meet up tomorrow. We'll have at least 4 or 5 training sessions before Saturday, and we'll go through everything that we possibly can do before the game. And the most important thing is that we focus on us and how we play, and if we prepare right, then we'll be a match for anyone.
People will look at the 6-0 win against Belarus, the 8-0 win against Turkey. They'll look at the fact that Wales only scored the solitary goal against Belarus. So they'll have you as overwhelming favourites, but that doesn't come into it for this one, does it, Jordan?
No, definitely not. I mean, every game we go into, you know, we want to be on fire. You know, we want to be scoring goals, and we'll definitely not take Wales for granted. And we'll still go in with the same mindset and, you know, same confidence, and hopefully come out with a win.
You will have played against a lot of those players. Do you think they'll be even more up for it? They'll be looking to prove a point and try and, you know, dent your qualification hopes, Steph?
Yeah, of course. I mean, everybody will try and raise the game, whether you're English or you're Welsh. And the fact that we play against them week in, week out for our Super League clubs going to mean that it's going to be a little bit tasty. And I'm sure there'll be a few tackles flying about. But at the end of the day, it's 90 minutes and you've got to just go and play your football. And I think that's what we'll intend to do.
Steph mentioned a few tackles there. Jordan, if picked, you'll probably play in midfield. Good chance you'll be up against Jess Fishlock. Everyone knows about her, likes a tackle. Looking forward to that potential challenge?
Yeah, obviously. I'd love to be a part of the game on Saturday. You know, and whoever I'm up against, it'll always be the same. You know, I want to be winning my battles and, you know, playing around them and, you know, try and get some goals.
But obviously, you've got not just the Wales game, you've got the return game against Turkey as well. Is that in the back of your mind as well, or do you just focus on a game at a time, Steph?
I think we've got to focus on a game at a time. I mean, we have to get 3 points. We want to get 3 points in every game that we play, and Wales is the first game that we play in the next two, and we'll want to make sure that we get 3 points, but we know it's going to be tough, and we're just looking forward to playing here on Saturday and hopefully getting a win.
A lot of Arsenal girls in the squad, Jordan. You've, since the WSL finish, you've played a Continental Cup final. You've had 2 Champions League games against Kazakhstan opposition. To give you a bit of an edge, a bit more match sharpness than some of the Welsh girls who haven't played those games?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I'm sure the Welsh girls have been, you know, training just as hard. But I definitely think it's good to obviously keep your game time up and, you know, have that competitive edge. And hopefully that'll show in the game on Saturday.
Final question, Steph. A few days until the game, what would you say to fans who are umming and ahhing about coming and maybe thinking, do you know what, it's a bit cold, I'll stay indoors?
It's never too cold to come watch a football game. No, I think the more fans that we get, it'll be great for the girls to play in front of a big crowd and come and support us, and hopefully you'll see an England win. But if you're not doing anything on Saturday night, come along and watch us.
Thanks a lot, guys. Best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
The Women's Football Podcast, shining a light on the women's game.
So that was Steph Houghton and Jordan Nobbs giving their thoughts on what is sure to be an enticing home nations clash against Wales. And that's it, guys. Literally, as stated at the outset, this was very much a feature pod, short and snappy, no chit-chat from Hamish or myself. There will be a podcast coming out this week, so please do look out for that. Some interesting interviews, and we will be giving our own views on the England-Wales game. Don't forget that the game this Saturday at the Den kicks off at 7:05. Tickets are still available, so get yourself down there for what is sure to be an enthralling encounter. If you can't make it, it is being broadcast on the BBC, so do tune in if you cannot get yourself to South London. And that is it. So thanks very much for tuning in, and we'll speak to you soon.
The Women's Football Podcast, shining a light on the women's game.